Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to express our congratulations on this most auspicious and happy and most significant day, which is the day of Ghadir, the celebration and the Eid of Ghadir. And this is one of the most important and significant of all Eids. In fact, it's more important than the Eid of Eid al-Adha, and more important than the Eid of Eid al-Fitr, and any other Eid, and any other celebration in the Islamic calendar. And the reason for that is very clear if you are aware of the history about what transpired on this day. As you know, on this day, the Prophet was returning from his final pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida, and this was a time in which there was a lot of people with the Prophet. And the Prophet passed a valley, and this valley was known as Ghadir. There was a pond there. And, you know, when the Prophet was passing through this place, a verse was revealed to the Holy Prophet, a verse of the Holy Quran, in which God Almighty told the Prophet, Ya Yuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, that reveal and tell the people and convey to the people what has been revealed to you. And if you don't, fama ballaghta risalata, it will be as if you have not conveyed anything at all. You know, your whole prophethood, your whole message, your whole mission, all of the efforts that you did and you made in order to convey Islam and the religion of Islam to the people, they would all come to naught and would all be void. So what was his message? The Prophet ﷺ ordered the people who were moving ahead of him, he ordered them to come back. And he stopped and he waited for the people who were behind him. He waited for them to come and reach and reach where he was. When everybody had gathered together, he ordered the saddles of camels to be placed one on top of the other. And he mounted these saddles, and he took with him his cousin Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he gave a sermon. This is known as the Sermon of Ghadir, a very interesting sermon. We don't have time to go into that. And this sermon continued until he reached this point. He said, O people, alastu awla bikum min anfusikum, am I not more worthy of you than yourselves? Am I not more significant to you than you are to yourselves? Am I not more important to you than you are to yourselves? Do I have not a more right over you than you have over yourselves? And all of the people said, yes. When the people said yes, he said, Man kuntum mawla, whoever I am the master of, fahada aliyun mawla, that this Ali who is standing with me, he is also your master. And then the Prophet continued and he prayed for Imam Ali. Then the people came and paid allegiance to him. And after this, the famous verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, that today your religion has been perfected. So the reason why this day is so significant and it's the most important Eid is because it is the day when religion was perfected. Our religion was perfected for us. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Hadith of Ghadir in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.